Hey y'all, talking to myself while driving again. I just think better. I feel I'm more at ease when I'm driving. It's odd. I think it has something to do with the white noise of my tires on the pavement and the swishing of the cars going by and the buildings or what have you. It's the sounds that I think soothe me. It's always been a meditation because my childhood, especially my early childhood, was spent the majority of time on the road, traveling, like the majority of time. Understand? It would be the same as a child who was born, you know, out to sea, and their family lifestyle, you know, would have been on the water. It just feels more comfortable. It feels more like home. So it is what it is. But today, you know, I'm motivated. I'm on my way to Goodwill. I'm on my way to Goodwill to look for some stainless steel bowls. So, you know, I did a podcast about bartering my tax preparation services for some welding services. And this is what I've decided, you know, that I want to try to do, to experiment. Now, I normally don't say try, but in this case, I don't know all the ins and outs and nuances of creating a musical instrument. I do not have a background in music. Specifically, like, you know, I've played some instruments. You know, my mother, father, uncles, aunts were all in bands and shit. So I have a musical background, but I don't have really any musical skills, so to speak. But anyway, so I'm going to get up this morning. I'm motivated. I'm excited. You know, I've been doing research on how to make your own hand pans, Rasvas, tongue drums, how to cut them, what the templates are, how to color them with fire. I have tried to consume everything I can about these instruments, and I'm excited because my roommate, I don't have a stainless steel serving bowl because I'm living way beneath my means to make my dream happen. But anyway, mine's a $2 plastic bowl, but my roommate has a really great stainless steel mixing bowl. So I got the idea this morning, I'm going to take the mixing bowl out. You know, tap on it, bang on it, knock on it, and see, you know, to hear how it sounds. And it sounded really pretty. So I'm excited, man. I'm almost to Goodwill. I'm going over here to knock on some bowls, to grab some up, to give to Dexter, to start making the cuts. And then we can go ahead and fine tune them. But anyway, all of that, I keep saying, but anyway, I need to cut that fucking habit out. That's irritating, isn't it? The point in all of this is fucking do it. I know, it's so simple. Just fucking do it. Just do it. But to expound on that, the things that we want to do to try, the businesses that we want to have, the lifestyles that we want to have, the changes, the moves we want to make. We don't want to fuck it up. We just don't want to fuck it up. That's why we don't do it. But I got a download this morning while I'm driving over here to get my bowls. I may fuck this up. This may be a lot of wasted fucking time. This may be some wasted money. Now, I've gotten other people involved, and while I've been researching these musical instruments, how to make them, how to play them, you know, etc., I have, and we all do, when you're doing one thing, when you're focused on one thing, you cannot, it is absolutely impossible to be focused on something else. So, not only do I need to take into consideration the time that I've spent, the money that I've spent, the energy and getting other people involved, but also every moment that I have spent focusing on these drums, I have taken away from caring bitch practice, right? I've taken away from looking for a job. I've taken away from cleaning my bathroom, organizing my paperwork. That's why we're like, you know, this takes a lot. And if I fuck up, it'll all be for naught. Here's the download. You're gonna fuck up. Doesn't that feel good? Just know, going into anything, you're gonna fuck up. That is why it's so important to do the thing first. Begin to do the thing. The thing itself, with the energy you spend on the thing that you're doing, becoming, or accomplishing, that's gonna give it momentum. You don't have to worry about the momentum. And you don't have to worry about the perfection. Life is an experiment. Everything is an experiment. That job you're working, that was a fucking experiment. Well, let me see if I apply for this job, will they call me? If I make my resume like this, will I get some interest? If I apply for this job, will I get an interview? Will I get a second interview? Will I be among the top candidates? Will I be hired? Will I be fired for some reason? Will I fuck up the job? It's so beautiful and freeing. The answer is yes, boo. You're gonna fuck it up. That is exactly why you should get started today. Start to do it first, then refine it later. If you have a book to write and you don't write well, fucking write it anyway. Then you go back. And you can refine it. Then you can draw people in and they'll help you because your book is finished. It ain't no fucking good, but it's finished. Now you can make it good. You feel me? So I'm going in here to get my bowls. I'll keep you updated. Namaste.